Avalanche forecast for Tuesday, the 3rd of February 2026. A treacherous avalanche situation will persist. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow represent the main danger. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Distinct weak layers in the lower part of the snowpack can be released even now easily by individual winter sport participants, in particular on west, north and east facing slopes. This applies in particular above the treeline, in isolated cases also in areas close to the treeline, and on steep sunny slopes at elevated altitudes. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. The fresh wind slabs can be released easily, or in isolated cases naturally, in particular on west to north to east facing aspects above the treeline. They can release the weakly bonded old snow as well and reach medium size. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack and fresh avalanches serve as an alarm indicating the danger. Caution and restraint are recommended. And now the snowpack. In particular from the Ortler Range via the Stubai Alps to the Venediger Range up to 10 cm of snow, and even more in some localities, will fall. The sometimes storm-force wind will transport the fresh and old snow significantly. The new snow and wind slabs are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack. This applies especially on west, north and east facing slopes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Wednesday, the 4th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.